Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on David Koll, K-O-L-L. Middle initial W, address is 1707 Marjorie, M-A-J-O-R-E-E Drive, Yuba City, California, 95993, phone 530-635-5759, ID is XXX, 1230. Date of birth is 2-1-1957, 65-year-old, married, executive director. Pharmacy, I'm sorry, insurance is Blue Cross / Medicare Part A. Pharmacy is Costco-Chico, 530-342-8892. Is addressed to Dr. Dung, D-U-N-G, M, Tran, T-R-A-N, M-D. Address is 481 Plumas Boulevard, Suite 202, Yuba City, California, 95991-5075. ID is XXX-XX- I'm sorry, his phone is 530-671-3201. Fax is 530-671-3249. The clinical indication. Recent development of numbness of the right thumb and half of the right index finger. Subparagraph, history of possible athletic strain injury. Subparagraph, clinical improvement with rapid tapering course of glucocorticosteroids. Subparagraph, current clinical symptoms of development of recurrence of symptoms and ataxia with cervical extension. Dear Dr. Tran and professional colleagues, thank you for referring David Koll for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. As you remember, David is a athletically inclined human resource director at Chico Schools. Subparagraph. He currently takes some medicinals and eye drops for glaucoma. Acyclovir for skin problems. He has no history of allergies. New paragraph, he reports that his symptoms began more than 6 weeks ago after athletic workout at the gym. Subparagraph, he thinks that he may have strained his right shoulder, arm, and possibly his hand in performing weightlifting exercises, but he's uncertain as to which exercise may have caused him his strain injury. New paragraph. He's had some sharp pain in the right shoulder, posteriorly near the shoulder blade, at a low level. he reports experiencing possibly some clinical symptoms of ataxia or weakness in the left lower extremity. Some paragraph, all of these symptoms have been transient and have improved with therapy, that is with physical therapy and with prednisone treatment. New paragraph. Today, on his neurological examination, he has subjective hypesthesia in the web space. Between the thumb and index finger, but no obvious motor weakness or evidence of percussion tenderness. Subparagraph, there's no exacerbation of his symptoms on wrist flexion or extension. New paragraph. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are normal. New paragraph. His motor examination shows normal bulk tone and strength in the upper and lower extremities without any fasciculations. New paragraph. His sensory examination is otherwise normal. New paragraph. His deep tendon reflexes are slightly brisk at the patellar. And preserved at the Achilles with some resistance to rapid flexion at the ankles, as may have been noted on his physical therapy examination by his treating therapist. New paragraph. Sensory examinations otherwise intact, all modalities. New paragraph. There are no pathologic or primitive reflexes detected. New paragraph. Cerebellar next to pyramidal examination demonstrates normal rapid alternating successive movements and fine motor speed. Passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers does not demonstrate any inducible neuromusculoskeletal resistance or cogwheeling. New paragraph. His ambulatory examination remains fluid and non-ataxic. Tandem heel and toe are preserved. New paragraph. Romberg's test is unremarkable. Cervical extension during Romberg's testing induces similar clinical presenting symptoms. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. David Cole presents with a clinical history and findings suggesting the possible early cervical myelopathy and radiculopathy on the right. Subparagraph, by clinical examination and history, this would probably be a C5 distribution. Recommendations. Initially, we will obtain high-resolution cervical MR imaging with 3D reconstructions to exclude degenerative cervical disease, comma, neuroforaminal or spinal stenosis. New paragraph. I will see him for reevaluation with those results in consideration of any further electrodiagnostic testing that might be indicated. New paragraph. Therapeutic recommendations. He should continue with his therapy that has been beneficial and by his report has reduced his clinical symptoms at least 50% or more. New paragraph. I've indicated to him that return to the gym using excessive lifting at this time is probably not recommended. New paragraph. I have counseled him that he, at some point in the process of evaluation and treatment, he should consider returning for further therapy in my signature.